And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Americans, baby!
Yeah!
America. Hell yeah! Ain't no storm keeping us down. Nah, yeah. Dang, dude, that Milton is smashing, isn't it?
Make way for Milton, everybody.
Dang, dude. Like, when I hear a storm name called Milton, I don't anticipate it being this strong, okay?
That's true.
I think it's of, like, the Rugrats Milton. Isn't yeah. that the redhead kid? Milton?
No, it's Chucky, right?
Something. I don't know.
I think his name was Chucky.
It could have been. All right. Well, either way, I don't think of Milton being a very intimidating person or thing. But I mean, damn, dude. Like, also, it is very hard to tell what videos are AI now. When I'm looking through X and I'm looking through like all this like hurricane tornadoes.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a tornado on top of the Rocky Mountains. And I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I saw this video. It was like a tornado also, but it was like people racing a speedboat through the tornado that was happening.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I was like, wait a second. Is that real? So, and this is what I saw.
Uh-oh, got to mute that.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, shit. Is that whiskey? What is they? Is that a bottle of wine? What are they drinking in the back there?
The person that posted this said Americans aren't real.
Yeah. Dude, I guarantee the first video was edited to make it look like it was part of that. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. No, that was not real. There isn't anybody racing. Well, maybe. I can't imagine there's people racing their speedboats through the hurricane or tornadoes that's going on right now.
You never know, dude. I mean, people are just kind of living their life through this thing. I just bookmarked a video of a guy, like this guy doing this, like, you know, broadcast. And then there's a guy just like jogging. Actually, it's quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
He's on the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's just running on by. So check this guy. This is Ryan Evans on Twitter or on X. So he's just like doing a normal newscast, news report.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane. look at the trees, though, Blake.
So they say it's Baker Mayfield, but I don't know.
Again, it's coming through right now. Everybody's just waiting.
Who knows? You couldn't tell who that was.
Right. There's a Florida man. He's just jogging right through here. You know, it's like hurricane's coming. Dude, I got to get my morning exercise in, so screw it. I'm just going to go jog.
Right. There's a lot of people that are saying screw it, honestly. There's video after video of just like of people. Like I seen another one of like a guy standing out in his front yard, and he's the wind. You can see the palm trees behind him like bending.
Yeah.
And he's out there like smoking a bowl in his yard.
Yeah, show it, dude. I'm watching it right now in our bookmarks. Hurricane dabs.
Hurricane dabs.
This
guy right here.
Yeah, there you go. See, just smoking off that bong, dude.
Like, Jesus.
You don't give two shits.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go out, I mean, why not go out high, right?
Exactly, dude. Look at the video right above that I saved. This guy's, like, doing cookies, just kind of spinning out.
Oh, yeah.
It says, dude's been doing donuts for 10 minutes. Just doing donuts in the freaking hurricane, dude. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you got the whole place to yourself. He's having a good time right now.
Right? He's like, hell yeah. I never get to do this. He's probably planned that for like the past 5 years. Like the next hurricane that comes our way, I'm freaking doing this, dude.
For sure.
But I don't know. There has been some strange reportings, and you know, a lot of people are kind of saying, was this, you know, when this first kind of happened, you know, Helene happened, and then you have like now Milton, and people are, you have this kind of side story of this is to influence the election. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yes, and I don't know, maybe. I mean, it's like kind of a stretch to me because like not everybody who's being impacted is a Republican. I mean, let's just be honest here. But that is, that has been a talking point. And now you have a clip of Jesse Waters, and it's talking about how Helene impact, or it might impact the North Carolina elections, because you have this board of elections coming out and they're changing their voting rules to counties that are affected by the hurricane. And this happened 10 days before early voting starts. And now some of the voting changes that they're apparently happening here that they're going to do is there's going to be easier access to absentee ballots. And we all know that there's some problems with absentee ballots, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm not able to make it, so this guy's going to just drop off my... I have no idea. How does absentee ballot work?
I think like absentee ballots are... I feel like most of that is for, like, if you're out of the country, right?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like, hey, I'm going to be on a business trip. I'm going to have this... But does another person just turn in the ballot for you? Like, how the fuck?
I don't know. I don't think they turn it in for you. I think you mail it in like normal. It's just you're absent from the country.
Okay, so an absentee ballot is a vote cast by someone who is unable or unwilling to attend the official polling station to which the voter is normally allocated. Methods include voting at different locations, postal voting, proxy voting, and even online voting. So,
yeah,
it's one way to improve voter turnout through convenience. So it's just like this convenience thing where you're like, hey, don't worry about it. Very strange. But that's one of the rules. Okay. So like going back to this, rule changes. So easier access to absentee ballots, more time to apply for your ballots.
Yeah.
Drop off anywhere in the state, apparently. They have these, quote, assistance teams to help collect ballots. And then the county board will also hire poll workers from other counties and move them all around the state. So, I mean, who knows who these poll workers could be? You could go anywhere, you know. And I'm like, yes, we can assume the worst, but you got to assume the best. But do you really? Because I don't trust this process at all. I don't trust the voting system at all.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like I think there's going to be a lot of people pointing shit out that is happening that's not going to happen. And I think it's all not going to go how it normally goes. I just don't think there's going to be too many people watching for it. And I don't think it's going to go smoothly regardless.
Yeah, you know. I'm still calling for a freaking blackout, dude. I think there's going to be some sort of cyber attack, or they'll blame it on the sun, a solar ejection. I don't know, but I just think that it's just not going to be a normal election. Like, it can't be. Like, how could they let this happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
To go back on the hurricane thing, apparently there's some storm surging happening. You know what storm surge is?
Is that the latest like Mountain Dew freaking flavor or something?
No, actually, storm surge. kind of like a tsunami, but it's like the water gets sucked out by the storm, just like in a tsunami.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then it comes flowing back in. Like, I saved a video. Like, there's some people down on the coast that are like, right before it made landfall, I guess. That Tampa Bay was like empty, like it was dark, and as far as they could see, there was no water.
Yeah, I'm looking at this video here. The water has been sucked out of Tampa Bay by Milton.
Yeah, look at this.
So this is Tampa Bay. Look at this. All the water has run out of the bay. We just walked out here. Luis is shooting. We're along Bayshore Boulevard. Hopefully, you can hear me. The water is gone. So- sucked out by Milton, which we suspect
That's crazy.
The light's not bright enough to see how far out it goes, but I don't see any water.
Well, it's like, where's that water going and where is it going to end up?
It ends up
coming back in a tsunami?
Yes, because I have another video of, I don't know when this, actually, that's it. That's at nighttime. And the video, other video I saved was during the day. So that doesn't make any sense. But this is what basically what storm surge looks like. Where is the picture? Where's the video I saved?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, right here. So 15-foot storm surge from a hurricane. This is what it looks like in like a, they kind of skip through and time lapse this.
Okay.
But look at this shit, dude. Normal day. It's just raining. This car is driving by, right? And then the water starts coming in. And then the water really starts coming in.
Oh, shit.
And then after a little while, it comes in more.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all the palm trees are damn near covered.
And then after a little, even while more, it comes in even more, dude.
Oh, no.
15, can you imagine? 15 feet. That's almost double the average height of like the ceiling in a house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just watched a video of a...
That's nuts, dude.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah. So that's what's happening in Florida.
Dude, it's insane. Like, Florida's going to disappear.
It's that climate change. Dude, you know what I mean?
There's going to be a lot of damage in Florida. A lot.
Yeah, dude.
And I actually heard on the radio today that the people that are staying, that are like ignoring the fucking evacuation and saying, I'm just going to ride it out. I guess they're telling people, this is what they said on the radio. They're telling people, if you're staying, to write your name on your body. That way, tomorrow when they go to find you, they can identify your body before, you know, and it makes it easier. Basically saying, if you're staying, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Look at that, dude. I don't know if the entire state of Florida looks like that, but I mean, dango, dude, that was pretty tough stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what it's all going to look like tomorrow. Like when we wake up in the morning and then we start seeing like aftermath footage, it's going to be gnarly. I'm only like thoughts and prayers to anyone that watches the show. And they may be stuck in Florida or something, because that's gnarly shit.
You know what though? Like, it's kind of like Mount St. Helens back in the day. You know, people just didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And then they got buried in the ash, dude. They got buried in the lava. You know, and they found them later.
There was no lava in Mount St. Helens.
Chugging a beer. No, I don't know. They petrified.
Like Pompeii, you know? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
There was also this other crazy video of the flash within the clouds. So this woke alpaca, if you play this video, you won't believe what you see in the clouds, dude. It's just nuts.
Okay. What am I going to see here?
So yeah, play this. Look at this.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the storm, kablammo. Look at that big dang, dude. Can you believe that dangler is just sitting there?
Dick!
Yeah. For everybody not watching on the video, it was actually an outline of, you know, that famous naked black dude that they always put over the light switch?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the humongous dangling?
Yep.
That's the guy. And they put the outline of him in the clouds. You know, it's just crazy stuff happening in these storms.
I want to still frame this.
Right.
hold on. Let's see here. Right. Where are you? Right.
Where are you?
See,
he just comes right in. Eventually you'll find him.
Where is he? Oh, right there.
A dangler, dude.
God dang it.
But no, like, for serious though, or like to be serious, Concerned Citizen also had a video out And they're saying Floridians who have lived through storms their entire life are reporting that they have never witnessed anything like this. And this was like a TikTok. It says, I recorded for 2 minutes and it was like this the entire time. This is not fast forwarded or edited in any way. And this was at 12:05 a.m. Key West, Florida, October 9th. So this tons was, of flashes of lightning.
Yeah, this was this morning, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just nonstop lightning, thunder. I mean, that's like the end of the fucking world right there, dude.
Yeah, that looks like an alien invasion.
Like, how scary would that be?
That was an alien ship right there. Did you see that?
Uh-oh.
Did you see that?
I did not.
When the...
Ooh, right there?
That's an alien ship, bro.
Point it out with the cursor so I can really... Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay.
That's an alien
huge
ship.
Huge-ass ship. Okay.
It was more defined right there.
Oh, my.
That's an alien ship.
Dang, dude. So this is like Battlestar Galactica. This is not Milton.
Milton's the name of the alien.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, there you go.
No.
I am coming in peace. I will destroy your continent, starting with Florida.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. You'd think, though, I don't know. Is this the... People keep saying, like, this people of Florida have never seen anything like this. But Florida's hit with hurricanes and stuff, a lot.
Yeah.
So...
It's true.
I don't think this is the worst one they've ever had. I don't know.
I mean, this one's pretty bad, dude. I don't remember... Because I know Florida braces themselves every year for hurricanes, and they always, like, do this, like, precautionary stuff. But this one is, like... I mean, that amount of water... covering trees, I mean, 15 feet, that's like no joke, dude. So I mean, yeah, that's like probably right at the coast, but even still, I mean, that's like, that's not like your normal, hey, yeah, we're gonna have some flooding, we have insurance, everything's made out of tile, so we're good. This is like,
no,
your house is gone.
It's gone. Everything's gone.
Yeah,
like, so. It's just vacant land now.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, dude. So I don't... People are talking about this Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah, so, dude. Lieutenant Dan.
So what's this all about? I haven't watched this clip.
His sea leg.
Okay.
No, but so like this is an ongoing story that, like, Breaking 911 and, like, a bunch of people were, like, following. Because there's this guy in Florida. I don't know if he's, like, a war vet or something, but he's been living on Social Security because he's disabled because he only has one leg.
Oh, shit. Okay, so he's like really is like Lieutenant
Dan. He really is, yeah. And he lives on a boat.
Okay, on a boat, bitch.
Yeah, he lives on a boat. It's not a big boat. Apparently, he used to have a bigger boat, but then he, like, something happened, and he got this smaller boat, and now he lives on a smaller boat. Okay. Well, this hurricane's coming in, and he's been refusing to leave his boat. Like, I'm on a boat. This is where I live. I don't have anywhere else to go. I'm just gonna ride this thing out. Literally ride it out because he's in a boat. And they even checked with him earlier, and it's like he tied himself to the pier so he can't, like, go anywhere. And he's like, he's starting to, like, drift, and he's like, it's just entertaining to keep up with this guy. I don't know why it is, but it is to me.
Dude, I just bookmarked a video of him. I didn't know what he looked like, and now there's a video here. It's like a 2-minute video of him talking.
Here's Lieutenant. Who's Lieutenant Dan?
Lieutenant Dan, baby. Look at this stud. Gotta crank that volume up, dude. History
out on a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Harbor. God told me to come out here and get a boat. I came out here and got a boat. And everything that he's been telling me over the last 2 days is I'm doing the right thing. He's got my back. I'm in good shape. I ain't sweating it. We're going to ride this one out. We got set up the way we know what we're doing. And as long as the water just keeps rising, we'll be fine.
Will you be wearing a life jacket?
Hell no.
Hell no.
You'll be able to swim if it need be.
In circles.
Oh, God.
With one leg or what?
So basically, he said God talked to him and told him he needs to go live in a boat.
Yep.
And so he did. And now everything he's been hearing from God over the last couple of days has told him he's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sticking it out.
Well, and then, like, I don't know, everybody's following him on TikTok now because, like, he started, like, this whole TikTok trend.
Yeah, he's kind of blowing up as Lieutenant Dan because, like, he's defying the evacuation orders and saying, and everyone's just, like, following this crazy asshole.
Yeah. Dude, I just, I bookmarked another video of his boat just getting slammed with water. I don't know if this is his boat. It kind of looks like it. Like, I think he took down the tarp thing.
Oh, yeah, I think that is his boat, dude.
And it's, like, literally just getting slammed with water. I mean, this is at night, and he is just, rock-a-bye, baby, on. Yeah, dang, dude.
Oh, God.
I mean, that looks like it's going to capsize at any moment.
Who knows, dude? He's the equivalent of the guy that didn't want to leave during the Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, but it's being recorded in real time.
Yeah. I mean? Well, because you remember that guy, right? They were like, you need to evacuate. This is a volcano. Like, there's active shit going on. You need to come down. And he's like, I own this land. This is mine. And then the fucking volcano blew, and he was still up there.
Yep.
And no one ever heard from him again. So yeah, like,
well, I mean, it's a good time to, I just bookmarked a famous clip from The Wolf of Wall Street. Okay. I feel like we got to play it right now.
Oh,
because this is Lieutenant Dan. I mean, the entire country is just get out of here. Just get off the boat. You got to leave, dude. You got to leave, Lieutenant Dan. This is Lieutenant Dan.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
But Lieutenant Dan.
I'm not leaving.
Lieutenant Dan, the waves are coming though. Like the hurricanes.
I'm not fucking leaving.
That's American.
Yeah.
The show goes on.
The show goes on.
The show must go on.
God told me I'm gonna be okay.
Come on, Lieutenant.
I actually,
the fact that he's missing one leg just, like, completes the whole fucking thing. I know Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump actually misses both legs, right? Like, he's missing
both
legs.
Yeah, he's missing both legs. But
still.
The mayor of Tampa apparently came out and said that they're going to basically remove him. That's what they said. I don't know if they actually did or not.
Mm.
I haven't heard any updates, but I saved this clip from them.
Catch up with an individual who is riding it out on his boat. He's refusing to leave. That could be an outlier case, but I've certainly seen this in storm after storm where people do ride it out on their boats, which are their homes. What would you say to individuals like that who did not evacuate from zones A and B?
Well, that would probably take you right back to the statement that I made with Caitlin the other day. And we have tried so many times with that individual to get him off of that boat, and the officers will eventually just take him into custody and for his own good, because he's not going to survive in a sailboat in the bay with anywhere from 8 to 12 feet of storm surge. So
are you saying he would be arrested?
Well, for Baker Act, for his own protective custody. And it may
Baker
be
Act.
Past the point for that, you know, as the winds are gusting out there right now. But those are the types of things that we just can't have in our community. We have been warned. We know what Milton is bringing, and we should not have any loss of life associated with this.
So what do you think about that, honestly? What do you think about them just saying, you're not going to listen to our warning of safety. Now we're just going to take you into custody for your own good.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things like, you know, assisted suicide, you know, but going the other way. It's kind of like, you know, it's his body, it's his choice, it's his boat, whatever. He's not breaking the law. But if he dies, they got to spend emergency crews and shit cleaning up his body. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're going to be doing that anyway.
Not if he lives.
Well, I mean, they're going to have emergency crews out there anyway. You realize? Okay. This guy, I think this is wrong. I don't think you should take people into custody for their own good. He's in a fucking adult. If he wants to try to ride it out to his own detriment, that's his fucking choice. So
for mentally unstable people who are homeless and like,
who says he's mentally unstable?
For sure. Like, I'm just trying to say, like, in a scenario where I would agree with, hey, let's contain this person and get them out of here, is if you're shitting in public, if you are exposing your privates, if you are, like, yelling and you're disturbing the peace. Mm. This man, he's not doing any of that.
He's not hurting anybody but himself.
Right?
My thing is, I feel like that's against the most basic constitutional rights for them just to come in and remove you.
Mm-hmm.
From your home or whatever the fuck for any, just because they think you're being unsafe, that's none of their fucking business.
Yeah, dude. And especially in Florida, it's surprising.
And what about all the other fucking people that aren't fucking leaving the area? Like, all the other people that are like still at home, fucking smoking bowls in the yard in the wind? Are you gonna go take them and remove them for their own safety?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know if they're it kind of begs the question, like, is this guy like a big fucking psyop? Is this just a story to be like, hey, you do the wrong thing, we'll come after your ass. You know, like, I don't, it just seems like such a weird story viral.
Or are they just picking on him or want to remove him because he's going viral?
Yeah, setting a precedence.
Yeah,
you
saying,
know what I mean?
This is not the image we want to promote, and he's glorifying like staying in these conditions. Is that why they want to remove him? Like just to get him out of the fucking picture?
Could be, because it's like, hey, he could be encouraging other people to do this because everybody sees how popular he's getting on TikTok and they're like, oh, I want to get popular too, so I'm going to go do it. So maybe they think he's like a threat, quote unquote, to public safety.
I hope that he lives through this. And the first video that he posts after is him sitting on top of his boat, whether it's upside down or not, drinking a beer.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's just like got the butt funnel out. He's just butt funneling that beer.
I hope he does. Like, hey, if they didn't remove him and he's still out there fucking riding the stallion, I mean, good for you. All more power to you.
Is that what
he
named his boat?
I have no idea.
The stallion, dude. Yeah.
I don't know what his boat's name was. But he has every right to stay there if he wants to stay there, in my opinion.
Absolutely. But I mean, here, I'm going to bookmark this video here. And these are people like recording. And now this could just be like surveillance. But there's literally people recording from up inside of these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that they're more safe than this guy out on that boat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how much safer are these people? Like, look at this. This is from a deck outside of their house. You know, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, fucking power lines going down. Roofs flying off.
You know, and then, you know, this next one, maybe this is a surveillance video right here. But the next video, clearly you're up in some sort of condo or you're up in, like, you know.
Yeah.
Upstairs or on a roof. But look at this. This person's recording a fucking tornado.
Is that now, real?
I don't know. I was like, do they have tornadoes in Florida right now?
Well, they
I don't think they
had been reporting that tornadoes in Florida, yes, earlier today.
Okay.
Because the hurricane was like causing ridiculous winds and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, and then also I just I found this little snippet. Let me see if I can re-find it here. It's a nice little kind of image. Yes, here we go. Of what you were just talking about, the storm surge.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bookmarked it, but it's like that first picture says categories of hurricane, and it shows you the water depth and then the categories and the speeds of the wind.
Oh, yeah.
As it goes up. So we're talking category 5. Is that what Milton is at now?
No, it was at when it made landfall. Well, I said land really weird.
Landfall.
When it made landfall,
I want a booby, mommy.
I think it was a category 3.
Oh, shit.
I think
okay.
It was pushing 125 mile an hour winds, I think.
Okay.
It was a category 5 yesterday or the day before. But when it hit land, I think it was at a Category 3.
But most of that water in that first video that you showed was like 18 feet. So it looked a Category 5. Massive damage to buildings. Everything just being swept away. It's nuts, dude.
It's crazy.
It makes me kind of wonder, what is the West Coast in store for?
What do you mean?
Me thinking about earthquakes.
Thinking about earthquakes?
Yeah.
Well, like if the big one happens at the fucking the fault line?
Dude, I'm thinking that's coming soon.
You think so?
Yeah, the West Coast can't escape this. Like the whole country has got to experience pain in some way.
So, okay. So what makes you... So you're just basing that off of the damage and craziness has to make it that way at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking like the panic button, and I don't want to put the juju out there, Banielson. And he's saying, you know, don't say that stuff make it come to fruition.
Well, I hope California would just become a tropical island, right?
Well, yeah, you know, like California will break away and then
go join Hawaii.
It'll become its own Alcatraz, you know what I mean? All the freaking homeless and all that shit. See ya. So yeah, I just think that there is a massive push to create events to endorse this climate movement, the climate change, right? And I think that they're trying to sell this to get people afraid so that way we vote for climate agenda bills.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if it was being done and weather was actually being manipulated like this. Now,
yeah, but we don't know if it's being manipulated or not. There's speculation that it is.
But when it comes to earthquakes, that's not weather. So what? I wonder if they could...
How?
I wonder if there way they could trigger an earthquake and make an earthquake happen. Because
you
earthquakes
can.
Aren't like manipulating a storm or something.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be much easier to trigger an earthquake than a storm. I think that you could drill very deep into the ground and send an explosive down there and then watch what happens. I don't know. Yeah, fracking can cause earthquakes. There's a lot of different things that can cause earthquakes. But it would not shock me if that, like, weather modification is a type of warfare that other countries could start using. I mean, because, like, there was an article from like ABC News or something many years ago talking about this. It was kind of like HAARP, but it was in China. Mm-hmm. And it was like the weather modification tool built by China is larger than the state of Alaska. That doesn't mean that it was like up in the air and it was like this spatial thing.
Jesus.
But it was more of like this landmass, the size of Alaska, was being used to manipulate weather somehow.
Wait, so it was a... It was a landmass, or was it like a machine they made?
I don't know. I could try to find the article here. Let's see. China weather modification. And then like the size of Alaska, dude. I remember this. Alaska. Yeah, it was Forbes. China is launching a weather control machines. Oh, China is launching weather control machines across an area the size of Alaska. So I guess it's just they were launching all of these machines the size of Alaska. So
in an area the size of Alaska.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So they have this. They'd be implementing a plan to send thousands of rain inducing machines across the Tibetan Plateau to increase rainfall along the region.
Mm.
And the Tibetan Plateau is the source of much of China's water running down the mountainous highlands via the massive blah, blah, blah. Here, I'll send you this article so that way you have it. But, like, I remember seeing this kind of go viral a while ago, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, HAARP and all this shit. And I'm like, okay. But
do you think it would be? Do you think if some craziness did happen on the West Coast, do you think it would be an earthquake, or do you think it'd be another volcano eruption?
I would hope it would just be an earthquake, but I know earthquakes can cause a massive amount of damage. But like the volcano seems way more like we have structural stuff secured for an earthquake. Mm-hmm. We don't really have anything that can help us with a volcano. You know what I mean?
That's true. Especially if there's like liquid hot magma.
Yeah, the magma.
Because then you can't stop it. You can't stop that.
No.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah, and like if where would you drive? You just have to find a mountain and climb it.
I guess you could maybe divert the magma flow.
Yeah.
Like if you just got some dozers and dug a ditch and like made it go a certain way.
Yeah. It would be like the Tommy Lee Jones movie Volcano, you know?
Yeah.
How did they save the world back then?
Well, what they did is they diverted the liquid hot magma by using a lot of cars.
Mm.
They'd eventually burn, but it would divert it enough. And then they stacked cars in front of it to make it build up so it would slow it down. And then they took all the fire trucks in the city and sprayed it with water.
I get you.
That's what they were doing.
Well, you know what? I think that like, what are the, I get it, like it's hurricane season, but it's like, why is this happening right at the pivotal moment of election time? You know, and like people could say like, well, yeah, it's election interference, blah, blah, blah. I was going to say, because we were kind of talking about this whole clip on Fox News here. So you should play this clip. It's like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. But this is where they're actually talking about how the hurricane can impact North Carolina's elections. You know? And I don't know if North Carolina was necessarily stated as like a swing state or one of those states that could actually swing the election.
Okay.
But regardless, people are talking about it. They're talking about, hey, was this on purpose to influence the election somehow? I don't know.
Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc on North Carolina. The state will be reeling from the damage for years. And the storm just isn't impacting people's lives. It's affecting the election. Last night, the North Carolina Board of Elections announced changes to voting rules in counties impacted by Hurricane Helene. And some people are concerned. Senior political correspondent Kevin Cork is here. Kevin.
Evening, Jesse. They're talking about major changes in the voting process. Now, this is, they say, designed to help displaced voters in the Tar Heel State not only cast their ballots, but also make sure they have their voices heard this November. However, some Republicans are expressing deep reservations about the plan because of concerns about voter integrity. Now, the changes were approved by unanimous vote by the bipartisan board coming just 10 days before early voting begins in the battleground state, and even as mail-in voting is already underway. Now, a couple of the changes I want to tell you about, including this, voters in the 13 counties that have been heavily affected by Hurricane Helene will now have more ways to obtain and deliver absentee ballots. By the way, more storms coming possibly. Voters in those counties will have longer to apply for absentee ballots. They'll be allowed to drop their ballots off anywhere in the state, not just in their home county. There'll also be teams that'll be sent to storm relief centers to help register more voters and, you guessed it, collect more ballots. What's more, the county boards will also be able to, by a bipartisan majority, hire poll workers from other counties and then move them all around the state to ensure there are enough experienced workers at each voting site. Now, the problem is, say critics, Jesse, we don't know where they're going to draw these poll workers from. And with ballots being able to be dropped off anywhere in the state, how can anyone accurately contest voter turnout discrepancies, say, in different counties? Mm-hmm. And keep this in mind. North Carolina was one of the last states to report back in 2020. It took them 10 days to certify the general election, despite being a relatively small state. Now, I can also add this very quickly. President Trump's team, the Trump Vance campaign, issued a statement tonight asking for more access for North Carolinians. They say it is super important that the people who've already suffered from the storm don't lose their right to take part in this important election.
This important election. Anyway, I actually just found a graph of the voter breakdown 2016-2020 by county. And then you also see the designated disaster areas all in North Carolina. And this graphic was made by @miles40k5, whatever, on X. But check this out, dude. It's pretty interesting. You know, because people are saying like this should raise significant concerns for Republicans at large in North Carolina's victory margin and all this shit. Because if you're looking at this, like the shaded area right there, right, with all the red,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the disaster zone. Am I wrong? It's kind of hard to tell what's going on here. But I think that those were all the areas.
Yeah, they didn't leave like a key to say what is what.
But I know that in all of these, well, I guess Alexander, I guess, yes. So he's showing you the red zone is the Helene recovery and also the Republican votes by breakdown over there on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally like all Republican.
Yeah.
You only have like two counties, Buncombe, and then Watauga are the only Democratic counties that were hit by this disaster in Helene.
Hmm.
So in these counties, it's like statewide, 74,000 Republican votes.
Yeah.
Or something in 2020.
I just don't understand how it making up these new rules or whatever, allowing them easier access to absentee ballots and all this shit. First of all, if you're in a disaster zone like this, everything's fucking destroyed. How are you going to mm-hmm. drop it off anywhere? There's no power. Yeah. There's no nothing. There's no... you can't fucking... You're not going to be able to just go drive it anywhere you want. Everything's fucked up.
Yep.
So you're that's not going to work. My only thing is... If these were manipulated and if these were done to create some kind of effect on the election, it would be to keep Republicans from voting at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The whole absentee ballots or any of that would, I mean, you could fudge the things on that if you really wanted to, if people still voted. But mm-hmm. I think if it was done on purpose, which I'm not saying it was, but if they had that capability, it would be to try to prevent people from going and voting it anyway.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, it's funny because, like, you're seeing clips of David Axelrod, who is, like, this strategist for Obama. He's, like, commenting on, like, how Republicans and people in North Carolina might face issues with voting due to the impacts of the Hurricane Helene and all this stuff. So it's not just like Fox News talking about it. You like David Axelrod is like a heavy Democrat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like, come on, dude. I don't know. Very strange, but not, you know, and then you have just like FEMA and the lack of FEMA funding, the lack of FEMA help.
Oh, they just, I just seen a thing about that where somebody uncovered some watchdog, whatever.
Ooh.
Found that they actually had an additional $7 billion that they weren't using.
Oh, right here, dude. I'll bookmark it. Links to the article, New York Post. Watchdog found $7 billion in untapped FEMA funds, even though DHS Secretary Mayorkas said none available for future disasters.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this. Who the hell was this watchdog? That would be hilarious if it actually was Dog the Bounty Hunter. He just shows up in his fucking bead hair, his shirtless fucking leather chaps.
I don't know.
So yeah, Mayorkas 64.
The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General report.
Okay.
From August reveals that $7 billion remain in emergency funding.
Okay.
So as some inspector general said, yeah, they still have money.
Well, that was an inspector general's report. So this watchdog just probably looked, yeah. So they were just like looking at this stuff. But DHS Inspector General Joseph Kafari found in his August 14th report that as of October 2022, FEMA had $8.3 billion in unliquidated funds meant to relieve declared disasters from 2012 or earlier.
Wait,
more than $7 billion. So more than $7 billion of that could potentially be returned to the disaster relief fund, the report notes.
Yeah, they had $8.3 billion in unliquidated funds that was supposed to help people in 2012.
Yes, dude.
But it didn't? It didn't go anywhere?
It was just sitting there, I guess. That's why it was untapped, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would...
So I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
If this is disaster relief money, why would there be any money left from a disaster from that long ago?
Exactly, dude. Here, I bookmarked a clip about it, so that way we can kind of understand it a little bit better, so we don't have to like read through all this article. This is like a 2-minute clip on Fox Business.
Some dude talking about the fallout for FEMA and getting help on the way. The trouble is, help isn't always on the way, or even that.
That was on the way. Milton.
On this about how FEMA is handling this.
Chat that guy on the left looks like Milton.
Neil, good afternoon. There is a lot of sniping over the politics of disaster relief. It's part of this year's elections. Lawmakers on the right are torching the administration. They believe the feds were not ready for Helene. This worries leaders as Milton bears down on Florida.
This guy likes anal sex.
When you talk to the people who are direct...
What? I'm just like, he just talks like he has something in his butt.
God. You know?
Come on, get over it, dude.
This guy? That guy right there?
There's something, yes. Right up my tuchus. Listen to what I have to tell you.
Oh, God.
Just don't twist the knife.
When you talk to the people who are directly affected, they will tell you that this has been an abject failure. FEMA has lost sight of its core mission, I think, in so many cases, and the administration has not shown that they were prepared for this this eventuality and this terrible disaster.
There are different budget lines for money which help cities cope with the migrant crisis and disaster aid, but some Republicans believe DHS is focused on resettling illegal immigrants and not on the storms.
The administration seems to have no problem finding money when they want to spend it on their priorities. When they need hundreds of billions of dollars to pay off student loans for graduate students and gender studies programs, they somehow find it. When it's trying to get helicopters to deliver food and water and cellular service and life-saving medicine into these mountain valleys, they somehow can't seem to find the money.
Nancy Mace of South Carolina wants to end help for migrants. She's written a bill to halt the program, but the administration pushed back on allegations that illegal immigration is draining disaster relief funds.
No shit.
Just plain false. This kind of rhetoric is not helpful to people. You know, it's really a shame that we're putting politics ahead of helping people. We've had the local officials helping to push back on this dangerous, truly dangerous narrative that is creating this fear of trying to reach out and help us.
So pause it real quick. So that was the head of FEMA saying, this is just plain false.
We don't need this rhetoric.
And you know what is hilarious is, like, when they don't provide specific examples of how it is false,
you know it's true.
You know it's fucking fake. You know, like, she's lying out of her ass because she doesn't provide any example of, okay, well, how is it false?
Well, then it's already been reported that they have said they don't really have any money. But then it's also been reported that they've been fucking funding all this migrant shit.
Yeah, it's so, like the audit trail says otherwise,
so
lady.
Where did all the fucking money go then if you're not spending it all on the fucking migrants?
I know. And so, like, that's the thing when these, like, politicians, head of organizations, government organizations, when they say just these blanket, like, that is a flat lie and I condemn anybody who's spreading these misinformation truth. You know they're full of shit because they're just saying that to get you to say, oh, okay, well, he said it was a lie, so moving on. Well, no, like, you have to prove that, yeah, no, like, hey, look, this isn't true because it's X, Y, and Z, dude. I can show you the proof. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like you got to battle these. It's not misinformation when there's an audit trail of where this money's going. It's going towards illegal immigration. It's going towards these, like, gender studies programs, just like that guy was saying. But to Tom Cotton's point, Congress is approving these bills. You know?
True.
So,
but then why
blame it on Congress.
Why is fucking a disaster organization that's supposed to help in disaster situations like hurricanes, fucking for fires, fucking flooding, regardless. They're there to like prop up people when they need help, right? That's what FEMA is all supposedly for. They're a disaster organization. Disaster yeah help. Why is money from that being spent on fucking gender studies?
I don't know if it necessarily is, but he's just saying government spending in general, right? And that's the problem, is like, we all pay taxes. The money, the tax money just goes into a big bucket, and then Congress allocates that yeah to where they think it should go, right?
So but if they're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars,
millions and billions
on migrants, are they, and this is a disaster organization, are they admitting that this, that the migrant, the border problem is a disaster?
Yes. Yep. They are, dude.
If that's where all the money went, yeah, they're saying, well, we can use disaster relief. It's, we don't have a problem, but we need to use the disaster relief to fund
right
this.
It's like, oh, that's strange. But you know, it's like when California has a fire, is it FEMA that comes out and helps with this disaster relief, or is it some other, you know, organization? Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the shit part about our government right now, is none of that information is disclosed to people. Like, where there is no checks and balances anymore. There is no like, okay, you need help. This state needs help. We have this money here. We can send this money to here to help you guys. This is where the money came from. Nobody knows any of that.
Yeah.
And this is supposedly our fucking money anyway.
Well, and then in this New York Post article, it's saying conservative critics like popular libs of TikTok on X also pointed to another $3.9 billion in planned disaster relief funding that has been set aside in September for COVID-19 relief funding.
Right now?
We're still funding COVID? Yeah, they said in September. So I'm going to open that up. And
this is not an issue.
September 2024. This report came out September 10th, 2024. And yeah, there was, accordingly to this post, $3.9 billion appointed to this disaster relief fund for COVID.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then the $1.4 billion that was going towards the emergency food and shelter program for migrants.
Mm-hmm. And on top of like the other $200 million or whatever it was, they already had sent to Lebanon over the weekend too.
Yeah. But I mean, thank God you have like private kind of, not militia groups, that's like just the wrong word. Private groups like you have veterans kind of forming up with teams of helicopters. There was like this operation formed over the weekend saying like, fuck it, we're going to group up. We're going to go down there and we're going to help North Carolinians. Like, we don't care.
Good.
I forgot what it was called, but like, you know, it's like, that's the shit where it just like with COVID, when they're like, hey, you have to get a mandate. You have to get your little card. You got to get the miracle medicine. Prove it.
Well,
It's
just like, when they were getting people out of Afghanistan, the withdrawal, and you had that fucking vigilante group of people flying over and rescuing people out of there because our government wasn't helping anybody.
Because Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make? You know,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
So people were like black opping over into the country and rescuing Americans out of the country. It sucks and is bullshit that it has to even get to that point, that the programs that our government that is supposed to be working for us have created aren't doing their fucking job, and we and people that have the ability to have to step in and take care of it themselves.
Well, you know what? I think that's the only way that cures this thing. And it's like, you know, going back to the whole 17 posts and all that stuff, that whole conspiracy. That is the general thing that I agreed about it, is like the amalgamation of, we have to look after each other. You know what I mean? The American people are the cure to this diseased government. You know what I mean? Because like, they're going to say you can't do X, Y, and Z, and we have to say
fuck you.
Yes, we can, yeah. And we will.
We have to. We do. I agree with that. We have to get back to saying fuck you and just doing what we know is right.
Yes, and I'm not saying like fuck you, go break laws and shit. I'm saying like when it comes to saving people's lives and FEMA saying no, you can't go do that. We
you
need
can't
to tell
go
them
in
fuck
there.
You.
You say fuck off. I'm going in there because you're not.
Yeah. Right. So it's just one of those things where same thing with the big C little V, you know, like you can't open your business. Well, fuck you.
Fuck
yes,
you.
I can.
And I'm going to. That's what America was built on. I forget what fucking movie it was, but there's a clip of fucking, what's his name? I forget his name, but there's a clip of him describing that this exact thing. America was built on fuck you.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I like
that. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
America was built on fuck you, you know? And that's like what Pardon My American was. It was like, you know what? Screw you, dude. And then it's, you know, it's that same mentality where I can see this is like a minute. It's not as big as COVID, but like the hurricane relief, we're getting pushback. Like we can't go help people, you know? It's like, come on, dude. I don't know. Maybe there's more to the story that I'm not seeing, like as to why they were told they couldn't go help, but I'm not seeing it, dude. I don't know. I don't get it. Are you finding your thing?
Where's the fucking clip at?
No go?
Nah. Oh, here it is. Here, I got it.
You get up.
I like this guy, too. Here you go.
$2.5 million. Any asshole in the world knows what to do. You get a house with a 25-year roof, an indestructible Jap economy shitbox. You put the rest into the system at 3-5% to pay your taxes, and that's your base. Get me? That's your fortress of fucking solitude. That puts you for the rest of your life at a level of fuck you. Somebody wants you to do something? Fuck you. Boss pisses you off? Fuck you. Own your house. Have a couple bucks in the bank. Don't drink. That's all I have to say to anybody at any social level. Did your grandfather take risks?
Yes.
I guarantee he did it from a position of fuck you. A wise man's life is based around fuck you. The United States of America is based on fuck you. You're a king. You have an army. Greatest navy in the history of the world. Fuck you. No. Blow me. Fuck it up ourselves. Which we have done. Beautiful fuck you position lost forever.
There you go, dude.
Built on fuck you.
Yeah. So I actually just found a clip on this group. They're called Redneck Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
So special ops vets form Redneck Air Force to ferry aid to North Carolina mountains after feds come up short. Who's FEMA? So hundreds of special operations personnel in North Carolina have formed their own homegrown rescue and supply operation. Check it out, dude. Play the video. It's cool. It's freaking sweet, bro.
All right.
When this area got hit and I saw what was happening, I diverted down here to run air operations for what Savage Freedoms is doing. We're staging out of a business that just got massacred, but they're giving us the property to work an emergency operations center out of here. This mission out here is slowly turning into the recovery aspect of it. So today alone, we've had numerous supply runs with requests from medical supplies to O2 to personnel rescue to recons in the areas we haven't been yet. Resupplies are going into the regions that cannot be accessible by ground, and some of that is even by horseback or UTVs. The bridges are blown, so our recon teams are telling us where we can and cannot send vehicles, and we're dropping birds right on top of them with resupplies, or we're reaching out even further. We are communicating via Starlink. Let's be very clear, this region of the world is talking because of Starlink and SpaceX. So that's what's happening here outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Savage Freedoms. That's so, awesome. I mean, Starlink, who knows, dude? Like, this could be a whole big, like, hey, look, we're doing this thing. Because I like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to lie. But, like, the whole Starlink thing, I don't trust. I don't trust it. And, like, the fact that he threw that in there at the end, I could have done without that.
Well,
regardless,
he was just saying that that's the only way they have communication out there is because of Starlink.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But it's, you know, anyway, I find that that is the kind of stuff that we have to do, dude. We have to kind of, if you have the skill to do this type of shit, which they clearly do.
Yeah.
Just say, fuck you and do it. You know?
I agree. There's no reason not to. Like, if there's groups of people that have the ability, well, there's a line from National Treasure. It's in the Declaration of Independence. I forget.
Oh, you better have this memorized.
I forget what the actual line in Declaration of Independence was, but basically he says it means if you have the ability, you have the responsibility.
Oh, I like that. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's just like podcasts, speaking the truth. Like if you have the ability to say something and impact somebody's life, then do it. You know? Not saying like we're impacting anybody's life, but you know, I'm just saying like, hey, whatever you have in the grasp as either a parent, a teacher, a neighbor, supporting someone and help, doing what you got to do to get this country back and moving, dude.
Oh yeah,
I like that shit.
It says, here's his exact quote. So I misquoted him. He says, if there's something wrong, those who have the ability.
Wait. Can you say it like Nick Cage, dude?
I can't do his voice.
When there's something wrong.
When there's something.
You have the ability.
No, I can't.
That was almost Bill Clinton, dude. What am I doing?
Said, if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's the same thing.
Same thing as I said, basically.
Same concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Flex here in the comments. FEMA, fucking every MAGA American.
Ooh, yeah,
makes sense
right?
to me. Yeah,
I like
how you have MAGA as an acronym within the FEMA acronym. You know what I mean? Like a nested acronym. I like.
Yeah,
that.
It's an acronym within an acronym.
Ooh, it's like in the movie Inception, dude.
Ooh,
makes sense.
Yeah,
it just makes sense. So anyway, yeah, you know, good show, dude.
Not a good show, man.
And I think that, you know what? Be like the redneck freaking savage freedom, okay? Get out there, help people. I don't care who the hell you are. I don't care who the fuck says you can't do it. You can do it, people. This is America.
Yeah. Just say fuck you and do it anyway.
Just say fuck you. America was built off fuck you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We appreciate all your support.
Yes. Cheers, 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 Chris.
All right, later, guys.
All right, everybody. Good night.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.